As if the smell of rotten eggs wasn't bad enough, the newly hatched chicks paint the nest cavity with their poop. It gets messy in there. But the chicks grow up fast. At just 6 days old, they can harness the power of their poop. When a predator shows up at the nest, the chicks turn around and shoot a projectile of poop onto the intruder. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Hello, Reverend Billy here at the Church of Stop Shopping. Well, this is a day that I hope to get through the day. How about you? Are you getting through that current day? I wish you the best. It's not so easy to know where to go and what to do and who you are and what you want. There are drones and there's surveillance everywhere and there are laws that are being broken and then surprise laws that jump out of nowhere and get you. We have a convicted rapist for the president, and you get a $300 parking ticket in New York. It's a difficult time. You don't know what kind of story you are in with your life. I guess we just have to make it up as we go. But listen to me. We do have an answer here. Here at the Earth Riot Radio, stick with us for a half hour. Let's work on it. We have to feel bad to feel good. It's the darkness with the light, but basically it's one thing. Go outside. I made up that echo myself. All the special effects are just homemade here. It's a DIY nightmare. Go outside. The natural world is waiting for us. And it won't be easy. It's a new world. It shouldn't be, but it hasn't been a world that we know anything about for many, many generations. But now we have to all, in a sense, be indigenous. We have to get a kind of wisdom that hasn't come from what they call, quote unquote, modernity. Let's go outside. Go to your favorite ecosystem. That wetlands, that alpine meadow, that mangrove swamp, that coral reef, that shoreline along the rocky beach, up to the meadows and the deciduous mountains. Go outside. The earth has a story for us to live. Somebody give me an earth-alleluia. Earth-alleluia.
Shade through the doors, because you walk by me and I walk by you. Everyone we've ever loved is walking by too, because the air around you moves like light. I gather the four walls and fall with the night, because the hours were ours. Time carries the part. Our quiet wildness is the beat of our. Walk by me, and I walk by you. Everyone we've ever loved is walking.
Too many of us now tend to worship self-indulgence and consumption. Human identity is no longer defined by what one does, but by what one owns. But we've discovered that owning things and consuming things does not satisfy our longing for meaning.
Carter, those words 45 years ago. Imagine a president talking in this way. Too many of us now tend to worship self-indulgence and consumption. Human identity is no longer defined by what one does, but by what one owns. But we've discovered that owning things and consuming things does not satisfy our longing for meaning. Whoa, preach it, Jimmy. Had we made an adjustment in what we buy and how we relate to our physical life, just buying a little bit less these products that are based basically on gas and oil and plastics and toxic chemicals, if we made that adjustment back when Jimmy Carter was giving us this advice, and some people think that he lost the presidency because of this speech, because it was called the malaise speech. It made people depressed. So people voted for this happy-go-lucky stupid guy named Ronald Reagan. Well, there you go. We still possibly we have the opportunity. The earth may still be looking to us to get involved and participate in holding back on that toxicity, on somehow pushing against the fossil fuel banks and the Chevrons and the Exxons in this world. Can we do it? I think that the earth is inviting us to it. Deborah Whiteplume from the Oglala Sioux, she said the earth is inviting us to go through this radical change, to participate with the earth. I think we can. And I think Jimmy Carter is promising that we will satisfy our longing for the meaning of life by not making our identity out of things we buy, things we own. We can do that. God knows President Carter founded the tradition to which we in the Stop Shopping Church are devoted. Life with the earth after you slow down your consumption, which is after all the poisoning of the earth. Somebody give me a love verse. Somebody give me a love-alleluia.
Too many of us now tend to worship self-indulgence and consumption. Human identity is no longer defined by what one does, but by what one owns.
Hello. Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Dozens of sea mammals have been found dead since last month's Russian oil tanker spill in the Black Sea. The spill began on December 15th when two aging Russian tankers were caught in a storm off the Kerch Strait linking Crimea to southern Russia. One sank and the other ran aground, pouring around 2,400 tons of a heavy fuel oil called mazut into the surrounding waters. Russia's Delta Center, which rescues and rehabilitates dolphins, said it had recorded 61 dead cetaceans since the incident. The Hades snake moray is a newly discovered and named species of freshwater eel. It is a dark brown slender snake moray eel and lives in dim and muddy river mouths. Snake morays are widely distributed across the central Indo-Pacific and have been found in southern Japan, Taiwan, the Philippines, southern Java, and Fiji. This new moray eel was named after Hades, the god of the underworld, due to its unique habitat, burrowing behavior, high sensitivity to light, and most notably its deep dark coloration. The discovery of Hades snake moray was accidental. Three researchers were looking for another cave eel species, the bean-eyed snake moray. Two rare female northern right whales have been documented off the coast of Florida, each with a calf. The 20-year-old whale mothers named Blackheart and Caterpillar were seen December 30th near Ponte Vedra Beach, a suburb of Jacksonville. 3 years is considered a normal or healthy interval between right whale births, but now females are having calves every 7 to 10 years on average. Biologists believe that the stress caused by entanglement in fishing gear and collisions with boats and ships is one of the reasons that females are calving less often or not at all. Scientists estimate there are 20 quadrillion ants on Earth. That's 20 million billion. A handful of bats are known to travel thousands of kilometers in continental migrations across North America, Europe, and Africa. The behavior is rare and difficult to observe. Using new technology, a study examined a portion of the total migration, which scientists estimate to be around 1,600 kilometers. Ultra-lightweight, intelligent sensors attached to bats uncovered a strategy used by the tiny mammals for travel. They surf the warm fronts of storms to fly further with less energy. Almost all the waves of bat migration can be explained by changes in weather. Bats left on nights when air pressure dropped and temperatures spiked just before incoming storms. Russian scientists have displayed the remarkably well-preserved remains of a baby mammoth found in the permafrost-covered region of Yakutia last spring. The 50,000-year-old female mammoth has been nicknamed Yana after the river in whose basin it was discovered. Experts say Yana is the best-preserved mammoth carcass in the world and is one of only 7 whole remains ever found. Yakutia is a remote region bordering the Arctic Ocean. Its permafrost acts like a giant freezer, which preserves the remains of prehistoric animals. Southern right whales have lifespans that reach well past 100 years, and 10% may live past 130 years. Some of these whales may live to be 150 years old. This lifespan is almost double the 70 to 80 years they were previously believed to live. North Atlantic right whales were also thought to have a maximum lifespan of about 70 years, but this critically endangered species' current average lifespan is only 22 years. And they rarely live past 50. Scientists attribute the stark difference in longevity in North Atlantic right whales to human-caused mortality, mostly from entanglement in fishing gear and ship strikes. Recently, scientists discovered bowhead whales could live up to and even over 200 years. Their evidence included finding stone harpoon points that hadn't been used since the mid-1800s, embedded in the blubber of whales recently killed by traditional whalers. An apparently grieving killer whale, who swam more than 1,000 miles pushing the body of her dead newborn, has lost another calf and is again carrying the body. A development researchers say is a devastating loss for the ailing population. The Washington State-based Center for Whale Research said the orca, known as Tahlequah or J35, was spotted on the Puget Sound area with her deceased calf. Tahlequah is a member of the critically endangered southern resident killer whale population. An ecotype expert's fear is on track for extirpation from the Pacific coast. The whale previously made headlines in 2018 when she pushed the body of her calf around the Salish Sea for 17 days. In an apparent act of grieving. She has now lost 2 of her documented calves, both of which were female. Her first calf was born 14 years ago and is still alive. Her third was born in 2020 and is also healthy. Sweden has started its 2025 wolf hunt with an aim to kill 30 wolves between January 2nd and February 15th. By the end of the first day, hunters had shot 10 wolves. Most recent estimates put wolf numbers in Sweden at roughly 375, a decline of nearly 20% from 2022. In October 2024, the Swedish government announced it had intended to lower the minimum level to 170 in the coming years. Wildlife conservation groups and scientists argue that hunting wolves will dramatically threaten the already fragile status of the canid in Sweden, which had no breeding wolf population between 1966 and 1983. They remind us that culling does not solve livestock predation issues. Two separate camera trap surveys have captured videos and images of jaguars in two different forests in Ecuador's northwest, where the animal hasn't been spotted for several years. Subsequent analysis confirmed that it was the same individual moving between the two forests. Ongoing habitat loss in the lowland habitats that jaguars prefer, such as the Chocó forests, could be pushing jaguars to higher elevation areas as they search for new territories. The cameras in both forests also captured Andean bears. While the loss of diversity remains a grave threat around the world, there are some promising recoveries. Here are a few from 2024. On the tiny Sombrero Island in the Caribbean, there were fewer than 100 individuals of the critically endangered Sombrero ground lizard in 2018. In just 6 years, researchers found their population had climbed to more than 1,600. The recovery is attributed to the removal of invasive mice and the planting of native vegetation. In 2002, the Iberian lynx population was estimated to have crashed to just around 62 mature individuals across Spain and Portugal. 20 years of conservation efforts have boosted its population to more than 2,000 adult and young Iberian lynx. This year, researchers reported that the population of the critically endangered North Atlantic right whale had increased by 5 individuals, bringing the estimated total to 372 in 2023. While the actual figure may be small, for the ocean giants that live long and breed slowly, this is a big leap forward. Deep inside the remote Cardamom Mountains of Cambodia, local inhabitants found nests of the critically endangered Siamese crocodile in May. The species has faced drastic declines from poaching and habitat loss. In June, 60 Siamese crocodile hatchlings emerged from the nests, which conservationists said was a tremendous boost to the species' population. And finally, the vulnerable olive ridley turtle laid a record number of eggs on Bangladesh's beaches. Conservation groups found 12,425 eggs in 5 turtle hatcheries, an increase of almost 53% compared with the previous year, attributed to conservation efforts and awareness programs among local people. Human behavior is the single greatest threat to wildlife on Earth.
So here we go, time to move on. I just want to recall what we've been through together here. My cheerful greeting in which I confess that I'm completely confused, but hoping that you're confused with me, because we can't do it alone. We've got to be confused together if we're going to get out of this. And then the rapist in your path, the famous, if you can picture tens of thousands of women gesturing, pointing, jumping together as they recite this accusation against the police and the courts and rape culture. Outrageous, outrageously powerful. And kind of the last time that
that a song had that kind of power in our society. Much more power than your average pop song. What's Taylor Swift singing about? Bad boyfriends? And then Machines, Chopin Narayan from the Stop Shopping Choir. This cry for peace. And then Because is a love song between Salvatore D and myself. Well, we wrote it. It's for everyone. That's the Stop Shopping Choir again. And that's on that album, The Sun is a Star That Keeps Me Warm. You can listen to all of the songs for free at RevBilly.com. And then the star of our gathering today, Jimmy Carter, President Carter, 45 years ago, his prophecy. We sing it. We take his words. Too many of us now tend to worship self-indulgence and consuming. We take that into a gospel song, and it is developing. We're aiming towards J.P. Morgan Chase's lobby. We're aiming towards Citibank's lobby. We will go to the fossil banks that finance the toxicity with that song. Update that prophecy. What do you think? Good idea? Tell us what you think. Come to that RevBilly.com website. You can email us. Love to hear from you. Well, Salvatore's got the whales and the wolves and the jaguars. And we have been listening to wild marmots and insects and toads. And the earth has been in every segment, every voice of this entire visit that we've had together. And that's as it should be. Earthaluyah. Because the earth is our activist. The earth is our leader. The earth knows what will happen and what we should do. Deborah Whiteplume of the Oglala Sioux said, go and work with the earth. The earth will tell us. We have to learn how to listen and then learn how to take action. Can we do that together, people? Are you with me now? Somebody give me a love-alleluia. Somebody give me an earth-alleluia. Let's go outside. Amen. Till next week, be safe, be wild. Amen.